Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of experiencing you, being encouraged, being enlightened. Because thank you, Father God, that you had us in mind, that you had the world in mind, and you made it so, and you made it so that we may seek you and find you, because you are not far from each and every one of us. So thank you for coming, seeking, saving, setting us free. And we just thank you for your wonderful words now about the kingdom. And thank you, Lord, that we know you are the same Lord that spoke here through Matthew, and then later on spoke through Apostle Paul and Apostle John and Peter. And I thank you, Father God, these words are all there to wake us up to your wonderful love that is found in the Spirit, that is found in your kingdom, that is found in your love for us, your purpose for us, your destiny for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 25, verse 1 and 2. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise.
Yuck, as I was praying, I was just thinking, you know, we look at a lot of these words and we just see it as, this word is saying, the kingdom is like, and we'd love to know, experience that one day when we drop the body. But the wonderful thing, guys, is we've got to look into this word and we've got to embrace its unfolding and its bigness and the beauty that has come in Jesus. This is Jesus speaking from a perspective of being the king of the kingdom and experiencing the kingdom, and so telling you about it. And here, when he was telling about this, he was still on his way to go and overcome. He's overcoming the devil here on the earth in his earthly walk. Then he still needs to go down and he needs to overcome the devil under the earth, take away the keys of death and hell, set captivity free, and go take the scroll, take his rightful place. He was predestined to as heir of this world and heir of mankind and heir of everything. He takes up his throne and then he makes his kingdom available, because his kingdom comes through the Spirit. He makes it available to come on this earth. And who's he make it available to first? The disciples. Amen. And here's one disciple that became an apostle, Apostle Paul. He never knew Jesus in his walk here on the earth, revealing the love, coming to show the right way, truth, the way, truth, and life. And yet, he comes and experiences his Lord in a unique and a special way. So I'm saying this, guys, is because it's the same Jesus that speaks here in the Gospels. We see speak through Paul, speaks through Peter, speaks through John, speaks through James. And so we need to take hold of these realities. And the reality is this kingdom has come. And so this, everything that this parable is saying here, the kingdom is like, is now a reality to those who the kingdom has come to. The Bible says that we have come, Hebrews 12, 22, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the city of God. What's another word for it? The heavenly Jerusalem, city of God. Yeah. So there's three words. I forget the other one there. Hebrews 12, 22. In a Mount Zion. It's a mountain. We're on the mountain now. And then what is there? We in the presence of God. We come to the Father. We come to the angels. We come to Jesus. We come to the church. So this is the true church, and this is everything we partake of. So guys, we need to see that and know it's a reality. And just as this parable goes on to say, and we're getting to know the bridegroom. He comes to us in his mercies are new every morning. And then as we hold on to and as we are wise and we have that extra faith, add to your faith goodness, goodness, knowledge, knowledge, self-control, you experience him. And yeah, we'll go on and share out about that more in the days to come. But I just want to say the kingdom is here. Amen. We have come to Mount Zion. And I want to say that the love that the Father has for Jesus is the same love that he has for us. And so we need to love the words of God, love these truths, and that open up the Father's heart and the heart of the Son and what he's wanting to do and what he is doing in these times. And then through the precious Holy Spirit. There's nothing that the Holy Spirit doesn't reveal to you that he's not revealing, letting Jesus come, letting you waking up to the parousia, the revealing of Jesus. So no, these are realities. It's already here. And as we go through this parable and we just look at it relevant to Scripture, always holding fast to the word, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words won't pass away. What does that mean? It means that his words make heaven and earth open up heaven to you and make earth a better place, because you've seen it then from the perspective of a God that loves us, that gave all this to us and wants us to wake up, to arise and shine. So arise and shine and be excited, be blessed to get into the Word of God so that you can awake and experience kingdom realities, experience the King, and be the fragrance you're supposed to be, because you are partaking of your heavenly family and your inheritance in them. Amen.
Amen.